Present. How are you, my dear?
I'm fine. You?
I thought that was a beautiful picture and a wonderful editorial, and I've been trying to reach you, and they told me you'd gone out to the cemetery.
Well, I have. I just come back from the cemetery, and I stopped by William's house to check, and let me put him on the line because he wrote it.
I'd just love to, my
and
dear,
he's
but
got
I.
Two or three other great ones coming.
Well, I just won't tell you. I didn't think it could have been better, and. I
well,
just felt so good after your visit yesterday, and you got to come up next week or so. I'll be back in touch with you, and we'll get our women going.
Well, I do think we ought to get those women going pretty soon.
We will.
And here's William, and many thanks for a beautiful day yesterday.
Thank you, Will. You added to mine, dear.
How are you, Mr. President?
Well, glad to hear you. How you doing?
Glad to hear you, sir.
I got Sunday Humphrey here, and we were just talking about what a nice editorial you had this morning, and what a good picture, and he's trying to take off the only copy I got of the Houston Post, and I told him, and before I let him take it, I'd call you and see if you wouldn't send Jack Lenny about half a dozen of them up to Washington. I don't care about that real estate section, that want ad section. What I want's that first page.
I'll get him off to him right
away. Well, wait a minute. Humphrey said he wants those horseback pictures, too, in the first section.
Right.
I meant the first section. Life and time and all of them just raising hell said they want pictures on horse too and they couldn't get any exclusives and how in the hell did this happen? And I said, well, you have many front page editorials.
Well, they will
actually. We give you one picture for one front page editorial. Here's Hubert wants to thank you, Bill, and I'm mighty proud of you and grateful to you.
Thank you.
So I won't tell you that not a one thing, I never heard of that story on George Reedy. We never had no basis, whatever. Somebody did us a great injury when they said that. I give you my word of honor that he never at any time even had a suggestion that we not go up there.
Well, I was misinformed on the thing, man. I was told it by somebody that I thought knew.
You just believe me that nothing like that ever happened. I never had a discussion like that. Pierce Salinger never made the suggestion. That's the first thing that's wrong. The second, George, when I told George to get ready, that I thought we ought to go up there, he thought it was wonderful. And we never had any such discussion about resigning and all that kind of stuff. Somebody was had evil intent, Bill, did that. I don't know who, and you don't disclose your sources, but you just take it from your... If you have any confidence in me, you take it that nothing like that ever happened, and somebody did a job on it.
Well, we ran a correct.
I saw it, and it's not a matter of great moment, except I wanted you to know the facts and wanted to know it from the horse's mouth, because nothing like that ever happened at all. I saw the same day they had a story out that I was pointing to Tom Dodd, his attorney general, never had a discussion with him about it. They went into great details. So somebody down at the White House, I guess tied in with the old Kennedy group, is kind of slashing me a little bit, but I'll have to find out and put a stop to it. But this never happened at all. You can be sure of that. Here's Hubert.
Hello there.
Senator, how are you?
Well, just fine. And I want to join with the president. Thank you very, very much.
I want to tell you that I thought your acceptance speech was the greatest political speech I ever heard in my life.
Well, how kind of you. I really appreciate that, Bill.
I really did. I've reread it two or three times since then.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I just tell you that we've just been looking over those papers this morning. I've stolen about all of them the president has here. He's got a couple of Secret Service men on me going through my suitcases now. But that's the finest picture I've ever had taken. And then that inside those other pictures, it is true that the time and life have been snorting around here like fury want us to do a replay, and the president isn't going to cooperate, I gather. We thank you very, very much.
I'll send some copy of what to you right away.
By the way, are those being sent out? I was interested in my own hometown newspapers, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune and them. Are those going out on the AP?
I don't know whether AP picked them up or not. If you'd like me to, I'll call Minneapolis and send them by special transmission to them.
Well, listen, could you do that? I know that because the papers out there have been anxious about good pictures from down here, and they don't—they haven't had anybody here except the wire service people.
We'll we'll see the Minneapolis Gets.
The Minneapolis and St. Paul. There's the St. Paul Pioneer Press and Dispatch and Minneapolis Star and Tribune. They're going to kind of have a welcome home party for us, and I think this would be awfully nice.
Congratulations to you, and good luck in November.
Thank you very much. I think the president wants to talk to your mother.
Hello?
Yes,
sir. Ovita?
Yes, sir.
I hate to ask you to do any more than you have, but you're in this thing to win, and we just got 8 weeks, and while you're doing it on the home front and trying to change that, you could do a good deal nationally, and I just wondered if it wasn't too immodest. I get them all the time from everybody from Sulzberger to Roy Roberts. If you just put your card on that front page and send it to a few folks like John Coles and Roy Roberts and your particular friend.
I'm so glad the great minds run in the same. I was making a list of people this morning that I thought we should send, not only that one, but the subsequent ones too.
Mm-hmm. Well,
have you anybody else that you can think of?
No.
I would go to Dallas and talk to the man you mentioned. I don't know if it would do any good.
Yeah, I think it would.
But
I think
it won't do any harm.
I think it'd do a lot of good, and if you.
I'm putting this one in the mail to the Chandler.
Good. That's good. That's excellent.
And I'm picking out other papers.
Send that poet one to Denver.
What, dear?
Send Ep Hoyt one to Denver.
And I'll send Ep Hoyt one.
He's getting ready to come over, jump over, and really go over, but this is just kind of shove him. Be sure to send Houston Hart one.
Oh, I will. Now, look, did you see in the Post this morning where the Kansas City Star did come out for you?
Yes, and I just talked to Roy Roberts, and he sent me a wonderful editorial. It's not as good as y'all's,
well,
but it's...
No, I tell you, the excerpts from Roy's I read, I like. We've got one along the same lines coming up.
Well, he's a...
Really?
He just... it's first time since 1890 that they've ever sported, but he just went all out, and I just appreciate him so much, but I just
don't
know...
Need any other suggestions from you.
Yeah, I'd send Kay one.
But I'll tell you, if you would have somebody over at the committee start rounding up the editorials from newspapers, at some point, they would be very useful to you. Now, I'm going to rerun the Kansas City Star editorial.
That's good. That's good.
In the Post, and the ones that I really think are great.
That's good. I haven't read. We had a couple from Vermont last week, the two largest ones in Vermont. Montpelier.
You what I mean? If you could get these things printed up and...
I think it's a good idea, and I'll get right on it and make them summarize them for me and put it out as kind of...
Summarize them. And let me tell you something, Mr. President. People often forget what I call the small dailies and the small weeklies.
Yeah.
And they will just flood, you know, the metropolitan.
That's right.
But, if they've got the list of the small dailies and small weeklies there at the, committee.
Yeah, I'll get that
and
done.
Ought to get this stuff
but
out
you take
then.
You take some of the best friends you got and some of the leaders. Now, like John Coles, he's coming in, but you went up there and talked to him a long time ago about some personal matters of ours, and you got him interested. And he's going along. He's strong for Hubert. He's very much against Bobby Kennedy because he was kind of a little dictator on some things. And President Eisenhower was really upset. He said he'd just tolerate anything except Bobby. And when I got that behind us, why, a good many folks of that general thinking for us, and I'd just like them to see that picture in your editorial.
Well, we'll get on it, and...
You get it to John Coles and get it to that St. Paul paper, and maybe the Ritter, Bernard Ritter.
I get it to all the Ritter papers.
That's good, and then be sure to get it to Miss Chandler.
I get it to the Chandler.
And Ep Hoyt.
If you ever think that I could do any good about going out there and talking to them, I would.
All right, well, I'll be back in touch with you, dear.
I'll be back in touch.
All right. Bye.
I'll follow through. Bye.
Operator?